Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today, the city is marking the fourth anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombings. WBUR's Alex Ashlock is on Boylston Street for the ceremony. Good morning, Alex, and could you describe this morning's scene for us?
Very somber ceremonies here on Boylston Street this morning. Sharon, wreaths were placed at the sites of the two explosions. I was in front of Marathon Sports where the first bomb exploded. Governor Charlie Baker was there with the family of Crystal Campbell. They placed the wreath in front of Marathon Sports earlier this morning. It was a somber and quiet ceremony, as it has been for the last couple of years on the anniversary. Survivors and their families also gathered privately this morning inside the public library in Boston. This anniversary of the bombings is, of course, on the minds of the runners today, lots of them down here on Boylston Street, but none more so than Meb Keflezighi, who is here to run the marathon for the final time as a serious competitor. He won the race, as you know, in 2014. It was the first after the bombings, and yesterday I asked him to reflect on the anniversary.
My daughter was 8-year-old, just like Martin Richard was, you know, or Crystal and Ling and Sean from the MIT police. So those are the moments, and let's take the positive. They were there enjoying the sportsmanship. They were there cheering us on, just like I was there cheering everybody on. I was there for 4+ hours. Just sometimes we wrong place, wrong time, and it happens, and we lost great ones there, especially the young ones.
And Sharon, when Meb won in 2014, he had the names of the people killed on his bib number.
Alex, what are some of the other things happening today?
Well, the city has turned the bombing anniversary into a day of public service. It's called One Boston Day. Mayor Walsh hopes people around the city will participate in organized projects, but also with random acts of kindness. Among the organized projects today, a blood drive. People are collecting food and sneakers for the homeless. The city's police and fire departments will participate in a hockey game to raise money for charity. And in Dorchester, people will gather for a moment of silence with the Martin Richard family. He was killed in the bombings, the 8-year-old boy from Dorchester. And then there will be a neighborhood cleanup. But it's also marathon weekend, so there will be running. About 10,000 people participating in a 5K road race here in the Back Bay. And there are also relay races for kids downtown.
Now, Alex, you're running the 5K, right?
Very slowly. But yes, I will be among the participants today. It's a lot of fun. We get to cross the marathon finish line. It'll be the only time I'll ever cross the marathon finish line as a runner.
Well, enjoy that run. And I understand tonight things turn Hollywood.
Yes, I'll be on the red carpet, so to speak. I'll be at the Wang Center for the world premiere of Boston, the documentary about the Boston Marathon. The director of the film is John Dunham.
Being a runner, this is a film project that's very personal to me. It's something that I've been passionate about for a long time. And of course, when we talk about the Boston Marathon, it's the granddaddy of all marathons. There's never been a feature film made about the Boston Marathon. And was very excited to get in and to tell the complete story.
And I haven't seen this film, Sharon. I'm really looking forward to being there tonight to see it at the Wang Center. It'll be opening nationwide on April 19th.
Alex, just a quick word about the races on Monday.
Yeah, they should be great. The Ethiopians who won the men's and women's races last year, Lemmy Berhanu Haley and Etseda Besa, will be back. Marcel Hoog, Tatyana McFadden, the winners in the wheelchair races. I'm really going to be watching two Americans, Galen Rupp, running Boston for the first time, and Des Linden, who came so close in 2011, finishing second.
Well, Alex, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sharon.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock. This is 90.9 WBUR.